But as an entrepreneur, I thought to myself, there should be a better solution. There should be a technology out there that we can build that help unmute this pain.
Welcome to Ask D Pros Business Show, where we have conversations with entrepreneurs and people in business about their business journey, providing our listening community with a variety of strategies that can help grow their businesses.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Ask the Pros Business, where we bring professionals, entrepreneurs on the show to share their journey and their story. And on this particular episode, I've got Mark here. Mark is doing an amazing job around women's health. I spoke to Mark before the show, you know, on our intro call, and it was an amazing call. You know, Mark is doing an amazing job, you know, and he's helping women out there. And Mark is going to tell us, you know, his journey, how he started this journey, because it's an amazing journey. And it's something that is passionate to Mark as well, because it's very personal to him, you know, and he holds this dearly to his heart, you know. And Mark, on this show, we start from the beginning, which, you know, means telling us how the journey started for you. For you, how did it all begin?
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very honored. I'm very happy that I get a chance to talk to you and the people who listen to this one. March Health is a labor of love for me personally, and because it comes from the basically firsthand pain. I've seen my wife going through excruciating pain every month for the last 10 years that I've been married to her. And for days, I always have tried to be an understanding partner and husband. I thought to myself, there should be a better solution. There should be a technology out there that we can build that help unmute this pain. So that was the reason I joined with a couple of other engineers. I'm an engineer myself. Joined with other engineers to develop a solution. So a 1 inch by 1 inch, the thickness is half an inch, wearable to mute the menstrual pain. So this is how we started the journey. And then we got a chance to go to CES Expo, Technology Expo in Las Vegas. And from there, we decided to add basically mobile application component and pivot from being a hardware first to be a software first, and then develop to the next version. As a team, we love this product because we think that it can bring a lot of value to menstruating women all around the world. And as we speak, we have more than 2.2 billion people menstruating this month. And most of them, like 75% of menstruating people, they experience mild to acute physical pain. So we have a solution which was designed initially for my wife. And later on, we decided to let everyone else in the world to use that.
Yeah, Mark, it's a wonderful journey, you know, and your story as well, you know, coming up with things that would help, you know, help the women's health, you know, it's great, you know, and the reason why you got into this, you know, is quite an emotional one as well, you know, but for you, you know, when starting this whole thing, you know, what were the difficulties, you know, because as an entrepreneur, you know, you come across so many things, you know, that probably want to make you give up, you know. But for you, you know, apart from, you know, starting this because of your wife, you know, what are other things that you thought about? You thought, you know, if I can do this, you know, to help other people out there, you know, I'm not going to let anything stop me, you know. But, you know, what were those things that you came across that kind of like sidelined you a bit, you know, to say?
As a male, I don't have the first hand experience of menstruation. But from the scientific perspective, as an engineer, I understand the problem from the scientific and medical point of view. So we've tried to treat it as a medical situation, and which we need to find a problem. And talking with other people, especially male, the Silicon Valley investors, and especially the male Silicon Valley investors, sometimes we had a hard time communicating the problem and them resonating with the cause. So that has been one of the challenges. And other than that, we've got many support, everyone helping us to get to this stage. Whoever I talked with, they've tried to help us. And I really, really, really appreciate that. So I believe that this menstruation issue is not just female thing. It is people thing, because it doesn't just affect 50% of our society. It affects all of us on any level, individual level, in a family level, in a society level, in a business level. We have moms, we have nurses, teachers, we have in a business level, we have business people. And this is the most natural cycle of nature. That's the first cycle. That without that, me and you, we weren't even here to talk about that. So, and I know that there is a, like a hush-hush culture and stigma around the conversation. And in many cultures, it is considered a taboo. It is a taboo topic that people, they don't talk about that. They try to run away and don't even let each other to talk about that and ask questions regarding that. Even between couples, we see that culture sometimes. So we wanted to be part of the solution and move the needle a little bit. How with basically developing a mobile application on the side to help with mental aspect of that solution. So we have a holistic approach to the cycle wellness solution. For the physical part, we have that wearable to mute the pain. And for the mental part, we have a core feature for emotional support, which is for emotional discomfort, and one for psychological support. The psychological one was internal for that individual. Every menstruating person, they experience different symptoms because of the hormonal and chemical imbalance that happens in the body, which is for 93% of menstruating people, they experience that, basically everyone. So like symptoms like mood swings, temporary depressions, and so many other things. And since we are getting data from those users, we know them. So you asked me about the challenges. This is one of the challenges as well. So with getting more data from the user, we understand their behavior much better. And also we have collective data about the users as a whole. So we can tell that user that what they should do to have a better day. And we can increase their quality of life during the cycle. So we have we can give smart, personalized recommendations for those individuals. And the challenge here is to make sure that we have all the data privacy regulations in place to assure our client, our user, that their data is protected. And it's very high priority for us. On the other hand, to make sure that we can offer value to the user. So this is for the psychological aspect of the mobile application that we have. For the emotional part, let's say we have Sarah and David. So we ask David to download the app, and then we educate David about Sarah's menstruation and about what Sarah expects him to do and not to do. So in general, we educate David to be a better partner for Sarah, more supportive one. So we've received like many requests from our user base, from our focus group regarding this one. And also when we talk to therapists, they mentioned that one of the, basically the typical clients that they get, they are either couples or individuals that they want to have a better understanding and relations with their partners regarding this menstrual cycle. So this is basically the second feature that we have in the mobile application.
Yeah, good. I know culturally, sometimes that could be a barrier where, because some cultures will not probably permit, you know, the male to kind of like talk to the female about menstrual pains, you know, menstruation and all that, you know. But, and having said that, you know, this affects us individually in terms of, you know, your sister or your mother, you know, indirectly, it's everybody's, you know, problem to say, simple. you know, everybody's involved, you know, to say, you know. But stepping from this, you know, let's take it back a bit, you know. March Health, you know, why March Health? Why the name? Because I've been speaking to a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, there's always this thing about finding a name for their business and they want it to be perfect. They want everything to be good. But March Health, I'm just thinking about, you know, why March Health?
I really appreciate that you bringing up this question and this part. We thought long and hard about the name and how we can resonate with the cause and resonate with the community. So March, as a noun, it's a month, and we are in the business of monthly cycle. And March is the first month of spring, which is for fertility and nature's fertility.
Oh.
And also March is the start of nature's cycle. The whole cycle, 12-month cycle, starts from March.
Okay.
And as a verb, it brings action. Let's march for women's health. Let's march for women's quality. Let's march for women's right. And we wanted that action as part of that community. Because, you know what? Femtech, we are in a femtech business, women's health business. And branding is really important here. And the easiest way to build a brand is to build a community around that brand. And the easiest way to build a community is to connect that community and the brand itself to a bigger and higher cause. And the cause that we want to be connected to is women empowerment. So as part of that women empowerment, we wanted to have a name which also brings an action. And also on the side, we have March is Women's International Month all around the world. So so as part of that woman empowerment, we decided to name the brand March. And as part of that woman empowerment approach that we have to our solution, we are partnering up with NGOs so we can maximize our impact. So whoever can pay for the service for our product, we charge them. And whoever can't pay, we wanted to make sure that through NGOs and through partnership, we reach out to them and let them use our premium services for free. So if you are a listener and you know an NGO or you are connected to one or you want to help, and please reach out so we can partner up with you in your own region. All over the world, so we can. The main goal for us as a team at March Health is to maximize the impact. Let everyone in the world to use the solution, and normalize the conversation about this topic.
Yeah, Mark, man, I love the whole thing behind the name, you know, and I know that it is well thought after, you know. Okay. Being that your name is Mark. And your company is March as well, MM, you know.
Thank you.
It's well thought after. I like it. You know, but now going back to, you know, when you produced this, you know, the first experience was for your wife to use this product, right? You know, like from the early stages of producing, you know, this wearable technology to help women, you know. What was the experience like in terms of, you know, like you living with your wife? Did it really help in the first instance, or you had to make different tweak to the product?
So the first version was working, but not as effective that we wanted to be. So we had. At least 7 or 8 revisions before to get to the point that we feel that this version of the product actually works. Mm-hmm. So I'm specifically talking about the wearable component and the hardware component. So it mutes the pain It's a non-invasive solution. You put it under the belly at this small device, and it gets connected to a pad. It's a pad. You put it under the belly or on the back, and it mutes the pain. And the main differentiator here, comparing to basically the painkillers that menstruating people, the most of the time they use, or like hot water bags, is that you immediately see the change and pain alleviation. So it immediately mutes the pain. For some people, 100%. For some people, so between 50% to 100%, because every body is different. Like every person's body is different. So based on different focus groups that we had, after like asking my wife to initially test that, and then other friends around us, our family members, and then asking the first focus group to test that. We had a focus group of 105 people, asking them to use our wearable during their period, and then interviewing them each one for 2.5 hours, and then going to the next stage and making sure that the efficacy and the valid technology validation is there. And the good news is that we got 96% success rate. It means that defining success, bringing down the pain from 8, 9, 10 to 0, 1, 2, 3, both a scale of 10. So this was the success rate. And about the pain reduction level, it's between, so for some people, we completely alleviate the pain. For some others, it's between 50% to 100%.
Good, good. Well, in terms of, you know, personalizing this product to suit different individuals, you know, can you personalize this?
Absolutely, yes. For the app, mobile application, based on the information that you're giving, every time that you work with the app, it learns your behavior, and based on the feedback that you give to the app, it can give you more personalized, smart recommendations and solutions for the mental support part. For the physical support and physical pain, we are using machine learning. So every time you use the device, it learns your cramps behavior, the cramps, the interval between cramps, the intensity of each cramp, and the duration of each cramp. And then it adjusts itself to the level that you don't feel the pain. So in the first and the second month, second cycle, you need to manually adjust and tell the device about the pain level that you have. But after that, gradually learns your cramps behavior and adjusts itself automatically. So it gets smarter every time.
Yeah. Well, in terms of classifying this, can it be classified as a medical product? Or because the reason I'm asking is, you know, someone can be listening to this, and he or she is maybe somewhere in Africa or Europe or whatever, and say, you know, I want to try this, you know. In terms of other countries using this, you know, how is it going to play out? Are there people using it out of the United States or just in the United States?
So in terms of the basically regulations and FDA approval, FDA is all depends on the claims that you make. So we have a use case for like endometriosis and others. And for that one, we need FDA approval. And we already are working on that one. So about the marketing approach and the basically go-to-market strategy that we are talking about, so we can consider this a medical device or a wellness solution, more lifestyle wellness solution. So for the medical part, we already are partnering up with a couple of universities in the US to do more medical research about the next generation. And also right now we are in the market as a therapeutic solution. But we have, with the technology that we have, we can also get into diagnostic market in the future. So we want to partner up with these universities and make sure that the efficacy of the solution for the diagnostic part is there. So after that, we can bring the solution to the market. This is for the medical part. For the user part, right now our approach has been more like wellness, women's wellness and health solution specifically focused on menstruation.
Yeah, good boy. How long have you had this product now? How long?
We started the product, design of the product in 2020, basically start of 2020. And it has been a long journey regarding all the tests, all the focus group that we had. And also on the other hand, mobile application development, making sure that the IP is in place. We have designed and developed everything here in San Francisco. We are manufacturing it overseas. So it has been almost 2 years that we have been working on this product, and almost 1.5 year full time. For the mobile application, the Android version is available on Google Play. If you are listening to this, we appreciate if you can download that and tell us about your experience. We consider it in the beta stage. We have more than 20,000-25,000 users. We recently decided we haven't done any big announcement on that because we wanted to start small. It's in the beta stage. We wanted to make sure that infrastructure and everything is in place and we don't have any major bug about the UI and UX. And for the wearable, it's in the manufacturing phase. We are running a pre-order campaign start of March. So our big launch will be on March 1st. And then from there, basically the whole month of March will be for launching the product and bring it to the market, and people can order it with an exclusive deal during the March. And after that, basically we go back to the regular price starting April.
Yeah. So are you going to make this available on iOS devices, like Apple devices as well?
For the iOS, we already have the device available, but in the test stage, so the first 10,000 beta users. So if you want to get the mobile application for iOS, your iOS device, please sign up to the newsletter and the email list on the website, march.health. And then you automatically receive the link of App Store to download the app.
Great, man. Great hearing you talk about this, you know, so much passion and all that, you know. But, you know, when it comes to products and services, you know, people kind of like have different expressions or how they want to look at the products as well, you know, in terms of, you know, having reviews or feedback, you know, have you had like, let's say, negative or positive feedback, you know, and if you've got negative feedback, you know, how have you dealt with these feedbacks?
Sometimes I receive a feedback from people that, you are, as a male, how do you understand this problem? You don't even get menstruation. And my response is that I'm an engineer. So as an engineer, I solve this. I look at this from the like scientific perspective and point of view. And that's how I want to approach that. And also, even though I don't get menstruate, but I have a wife, and firsthand I see her pain, and I want to do something for my loved one. And that is the reason that we decided to bring the solution to the market. And about the product itself, yes, absolutely. It's like basically we started as like MVP product and then bring the MMP version, marketable version, to the market. And absolutely, there are so many things that we can improve, and we are working on that. And we really appreciate all the positive and negative feedbacks because they help us to build a better product in the process. And also, this is what we've done during the product development phase. We've used agile product development, and we made sure that we have a focus group in place to basically build our product by our user base and with our user base. So whenever we want to do something, design a new feature, we go to our user base and focus group, tell them, look, this is what we are thinking. This is the basically the doodling. This is the basically the UI. What do you think about this? Do you wanna work on that? And then we 4, 5, sometimes 10 times we have this, we repeat this cycle until we feel that we have something that is matched to the user's requirement and what the users love to have, not like to have. And then from there, we go and build the MVP version. And while doing that, we're still repeating this short feedback cycle with short iterations with the focus group to make sure that whatever we are building is solving an actual and real problem. And whatever we are building is the closest version to that best version. So as a seed stage company, we are focused on the problem solution fit. And later on, we can focus on that problem market, product market fit, and also product channel fit.
Yeah, it's good. It's good you're focusing on the product and trying to solve problems as well, you know. And I believe there are other companies out there probably doing something similar or something different, you know, out there as well, you know. But what makes you stand out? You know, why should I encourage my missus or probably my kids to use your product? Why should I do that?
The unique approach that we have here, that's the main point which helps us to stand out in the market. We have a combination of a hardware, a wearable, plus a mobile application, and the holistic approach that we have to this problem. So we are not a fertility solution. We are focused on menstruation wellness. So focus on this problem from the hardware and physical pain perspective, and also emotional, psychological discomfort perspective. So this is one aspect. The second aspect is that the technology that we have in the wearable is unique. The unique approach, the IPs that we have here to help us to get a high success rate. This is the second one. And the third one is that we have so many other features for the mobile application in our innovation pipeline that we are working on that. So if you are joining to our community and you are letting us to serve you as the user, as the customer, then you are helping us to get more data. And with the more data that we are getting, we can develop and come up with better solutions for the whole women's health and wellness in general. And we can share this anonymous data with universities and work with partner up with universities. And so we can come up with new solutions for underlying health conditions. So as a user, not only you are helping yourself, but also you are helping a lot of other women around the world in the future, because you using this technology led us to understand this pain point better and come up with better solutions for those underlying health conditions.
Yeah, it's great, man. And again, you know, people often say that, oh, if you want to develop something good, you have to think about how to solve a problem, you know. And you're solving a very big problem, to be honest. I don't know how you I don't know how you manage to have the time to solve this kind of problem, you know, being that you're an engineer, you know, all the time as well. You know, how do you manage your time?
Thank you for bringing up this question. The team that we have, I'm very honored personally and lucky to be part of this great team. So the team is in charge of, we have like different engineers, different marketers, different team members, a great product manager and a business development part for the partnership and for communications. I have a great co-founder that is basically managing the communications part of the business and also the team members for the branding and marketing. As an entrepreneur, the first thing I understood was that you can't do anything without a great team. So if you are listening and you are an entrepreneur, this is my two cents, that make sure that you have great team members, because the what you're hearing now about our solution, our product, March Health, is the result and product of a team, not just one person or two people, but a team of 10, 15 engineers, developers working day and night to develop this great solution.
Yeah, great. You know, and you just mentioned something about branding, marketing, you know, and all that, you know, and I know that that's very key to what you do, you know, but in terms of the branding, you know, like people say, oh, business, you know, there's business branding and there's personal branding, you know, but for you, you know, how are you going about this? Because because this is a women's health, you know, product, you know, and you can't use your face for that because you're a man. Well, you can use your wife, but you know, but that's not you. But in terms of the branding of this, you know, when it comes to personal branding or business branding, you know, what are the difficulties around surrounding that, you know, trying to promote this product?
I have a great co-founder and she is in charge of basically the whole communications. And also we are partnering up with brand influencers and brand ambassadors. We see that there are brand ambassadors out there, celebrities that they are interested in working with us to promote not our solution, but help us to move the needle a little bit. It's not just about me as a one person or us as a one team or our brand as just one brand, but it's about the cause that we want to help with. Women empowerment and particularly being in this cycle wellness solution industry. So this is one angle. And the other one is making sure that whatever we are offering, we communicate that well with our customer base and user base. So this is a direct-to-consumer play here, but also we have a business-to-business angle that we work with businesses, with corporations, and let their employees use this as part of their wellness package to create that more inclusive and habitable working environment. So that's another play for us. But for the B2C part, business to consumer part, we want to make sure that we communicate the benefits of the solution that we have with the customers very, very clearly and make sure that we create personas as part of the marketing part. So we create different personas. We make sure that we have our target market and then we design a unique user experience for those specific personas.
Yeah, I know that, you know, branding, business, marketing can be a very daunting one, you know, and people, different people probably want to tell you different things, you know, but starting this journey, you know, being on this path, you know, what would you say has been the best advice you've gotten so far?
So during the CES in 2020, I got the chance to talk to a VP of one of the biggest brands in this industry. And she told me, Mark, look, if you want to have a future with this product, at that time we had the wearable part, just the wearable part, no software. You need to focus on consumer behavior. And then we did listen to her. And that was a basically game changer for us. So, and a pivotal moment. So that has been one of the biggest and the best advice. The other one, we recently got an advice regarding basically working more on data analytics and how we can use this infrastructure to push the edges of the medical diagnosis for underlying health conditions when it comes to women's health. This is another angle that we are working on that. And we got this great idea from one of our advisors. So the another things that I've learned in the business is that as a young entrepreneur myself, I need to have great advisors on my side. So they help us help me as an individual, as a co-founder of this business, as an entrepreneur, to make better decisions and more accurate decisions, and also help the business with their vision. So we have a great medical advisory board, including faculty members from the best universities in the US, all the well-known well-known universities. And also we have a business advisory board from people with multiple IPOs under their belt, multiple acquisitions under their belt. And they are helping with the strategy and helping with the basically the business approach and the future of the business.
Yeah, great. You know, and to add to that as well, you know, I think you also have to create like a good customer experience as well. You know, because the people using the product are the ones that will tell you, okay, they will probably tell you what you need to know anyway. Like you said a couple of minutes ago, you know, they would give that their behavioral pattern will tell you, you know, where to go with this. You know, if you are to add things or minus things, you know, they will tell you, you know. And looking past this, you know, where do you see yourself in the next, if I say 5 years, it's kind of like long, but look, let's say 2 years time, you know, with this product of yours, you know, where do you see yourself?
We want to make sure that we get enough partnerships with universities so we can get to the next stage of the product. And from this partnership, we can come up with new products and new solutions or new features for March Health. And also partner up with enough NGOs or enough business partners all around the world so we can maximize the impact. To answer your question, the other day, my wife and I were driving to Golden Gate Park to basically hike over there. And then she asked me, Mark, why are you working this hard day and night, 12, 14 hours per day? And my answer is, when I'm 80 years old and I look back at my career, I want to tell myself, I was able to help at least 50 million people, or I was part of a team who helped 50 million people. And being in this business, being part of this team can help me to achieve my vision and goal. So for me personally, as a co-founder of this business, everything is about maximizing the impact, making sure that we reach out to people, we touch people's lives, and we change people's lives for better and improve the quality of life for people, at least 50 million people. I don't know whether we can get there in 5 years, but that's the goal.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. You know, and there comes my next question. So what does success mean to you?
Oh, God. So being able to add value when I'm alive and leave this planet a better one compared to the time that I came to this planet. So if I can do that in a long term, I consider myself successful. Other than that, everything else is noise, honestly.
That's a great answer, you know. And it's always good to have that empathy, that love, you know, to help other people, you know, because for me, I think life is about, you know, we come to this earth and we want to just acquire, some people want to acquire a lot of stuff. You want to acquire money, you want to acquire, you know, material things as well, you know, but for me, I think helping someone cross to the other side is good. You know, just having that love, you know, empathy, asking someone, how was your day? It's good, you know, and you're doing an amazing job, Mark. You're doing an amazing job because, you know, apart from, I'm not talking about you making money or whatever, you know, but let's put that aside, you know, because the very first motive of this is to help your loved one, you know, is help, yes. You know, help someone, you know, and with this product, you're also reaching out to women all over the world as well, helping them, you know, and that's big. That's huge. You know, it's very big, you know, and you're doing an amazing job. You know, I hope someone out there is hearing this and they will give you a pat on your back and say, Mark, you know, kudos. You're doing an amazing job. You're doing a great job. You know, for us to end this, Mark, you know, what would you want to tell someone out there, like a female out there that was probably doubting, oh, should I use this? Should I not use this? I'm not sure. You know, this is a new product. I don't want my data to be out there as well. You know, what confidence you want to give people out there, especially women that want to use this, you know?
So in like technical terms, it has like 30 days money back guarantee. So if you use it and don't like it, so that's very simple. But about the whole solution and the approach is that as a team, we've put all of our heart, all of our expertise, all of our time and resources and our brain into developing the solution. So if you give us a chance to serve you as a customer and client, then you're not only helping us to develop a better product, but also you're helping other companies, other universities, our partners, to basically come up with a better solutions for future generations and also for other women all around the world. To show to our user base about what we are doing, we have been very transparent about the technology, about the process of building the technology. So we are a small team of 10, 15 people, but we are working day and night to make sure that the product that we are offering actually is working and the efficacy and validation is there. So, and luckily, the market's feedback, the response that we get from everyone is that they are happy with the solution. We get tons of five-star reviews or five-star feedbacks and great testimonials from our customer base or the people that they have tried the solution. So we hope that if someone wants to use this, give it a shot, give it a chance, and I promise you will like it. If not, send me an email at mark@marsh.health, and we make sure that we fix the issue. So you can keep the product or return that. That's up to you. But we are here to make sure that we are moving the needle a little bit. So we want to be part of the solution. In the first place, I didn't build this product to make money. I built this for my wife to make sure that my loved one is not in pain. So help us to get to the next stage.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. No, but where can they get this product? Is this product available worldwide, or how can someone get this product?
Absolutely. You can go to marsh.health and pre-order this product. And also, meanwhile, we are working on a crowdfunding campaign, which will be live starting April. So during the month of March, you can pre-order. It's an exclusive deal for March. Month of March, and then after that, the crowdfunding campaign. So the best place to get more information, I also pre-order the wearable and also the mobile application is at marsh.health.
Yeah, Mark, it's an amazing conversation. You know, I've loved every bit of it, you know, and your answers as well. You know, I love your course, your journey, what you're doing, you know, the purpose as well, you know, the whole motive behind this, you know. Love it as well. It's been nice talking to you, you know. But if someone wants to reach out to you, you know, where's the best place apart from your website? I know these days socials are people are like, they're in social media everywhere, you know. But you know, they're on social media everywhere. But where is the best place to get in touch with you?
Email is the best one. Other than that, Twitter, and we are active on Twitter. Either me directly, Mark Musgar, or March Health is our Twitter handle, is the best one. And also always I'm available on LinkedIn as well. But we always are responsive for all the emails. So you can send an email to Mark, M-A-R-K, at marsh.health. or to basically support at marsh.health.
Yeah, Mark, nice one, man. It's an amazing show, man, and I'm grateful for your time as well.
Thank you so much. It was a lovely conversation. I really appreciate the time. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Mark. Nice.